Hi, this is a dictation for Mutahhar Amari, M-U, T like Tom, A-H-A-R. Last name is Amari, A-M-A-R-I. Date of birth is 2-2-1965. Date of service 12-4-2025. Date of accident will be 8-29-2025. The patient was a unrestrained passenger on the right side and was hit by 18-wheeler on a driver's side. The impact has caused him various symptoms, which involve headaches and loss of memory, forgetfulness, as well as pain in the area of both shoulders, neck, and the lower back, right hip, and left knee as ongoing. Today, he reported that his pain in the neck and the lower back are still ongoing. Neck pain is reported to be 7, and lower back pain is reported to be 7. He reports slight radiation, some radiation of pain to the left arm, with involvement of the thumb, and some weakness of the left arm. He also has a pain in the shoulders bilaterally to the tune of 7, and he has a difficult time lifting arm beyond 100 degrees. Patient do want injection to the shoulder joints, both sides, while he do not want any medications today, and he also do not want any injection treatment to the spine. Lumbar epidural and surgical epidural as were advised based on his MRI findings. He wants to try conservative treatment involving stretching and therapy. He also reports that he is scared of this procedure despite all the information provided to him. He also do not want any surgery or spinal cord stimulation device. The patient was found to have changes in the area of the spine as follows. The patient has cervical spondylosis and multiple cervical disc bulges with varying degree of central canal neural foramina stenosis and involving all 5 of the discs. In the lumbar region, patient has a disc bulging at L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, with ligament of flavum thickening and bilateral neuroforamina stenosis. The patient was advised that this procedure will bring him incredible relief. He also has a issue at the right SI joint and also facet joint of the lumbar spine and cervical spine. The patient also is now wanted to go back to work as he feels better a little bit, in the sense he has to earn some money. He reports 50% improvement. He tells me that he is not getting any money and he cannot survive. So overall, the pain is between 6 and 7. ADLs are affected 6. 50% improvement is reported by the patient. Kindly review the record for ADL for system review for additional issues. Substance abuse, compliance history, and in physical examination, blood pressure is 152 over 97, pulse 61, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 11-4-2025, dictation number 1106-005. Patient further reports lack of sleep and anxiety and panic. And he reports more pain in the left shoulder than the right. The left shoulder has issues with the anterior inferior capsular thickening and supraspinal infraspinatus spasm, subscapularis sprain, bicipital tendon sprain, for which patient agrees to get the injection done to the left shoulder. We do not have the right shoulder MRI, and in fact, the right shoulder is not gravely affected. The injection was done. The patient is continuing on physical therapy 2 times a week for the neck, lower back, left shoulder. His knee pain is not bothering him. He is released to regular duties without any restriction. His drug screen was reviewed for the last time, and a new drug screen has been ordered. His maps have been reviewed, and that will be the end of dictation. Thank you.